It's Monday, the 1st of September, 10:45 a.m. Lay in bed till 9:30. Could have lay longer. I had to get up. But I'm so tired from yesterday's rise. 3:30 rise. Oh. Came home about 3:30. No, came home about 3:00, went to bed at 3:30 in the afternoon, woke up at 5:30. Not tired enough to go to bed at a normal time of 10:30, so stayed up to 11:30, or no, it was 11:00 actually. I slept till 9:30, till the siren going past on the main road woke me up, which woke my wife up, so we got up. But we could have lay on. I've got things to do today. Important things to do today. Does catch up, yeah. I've got what they call the blearine. Actually, talking about blearine, I notice I've had floaters in my eyes for many a year. You know, in your normal life, you never notice them. It's maybe you're doing something and suddenly, excuse the pun, catches your eye. In the normal terms, you don't notice those floaters, you know. But I noticed that over the past couple of days that I've been getting with my left eye like a flash when I move it a certain way, in other words up and to the left. I'm not sure when it's on the way up or where it's the twitch on the way back down, but there definitely been a wee flash there. And I didn't realise it was a flash in my eye. I thought it was something catching my eye, and I kept looking round and for something there, and I wondered, is it the sun, sunlight reflecting off the edge of my glasses? And I thought, but wait a minute, I've never did that before. And then I started to close my eyes and do it, and then I noticed it was there, even with my eyes closed, so a flash. I'm not sure it's here now, I'm not going to tempt fate to try. But what I did notice lying in bed this morning was the amount of floaters in my left eye now. Quite a few. Excuse me for coughing in front of us. Floaters. I'm just chuckling at something else that floats me into another one to talk about. So, yesterday's weather was storming. Not just good, not just lovely, not just fabulous. Storming. What a day, weather-wise. It was gorgeous. Just true summer's day. It's the weather's so damn conflicting at the moment. This morning it's breezy, but it's mild. Tomorrow could be breezy and dreich, and following day could be breezy and sunny, and etc. 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 Sorry, I just can't do the two. I've got to do the three. OCD. Talking about OCD, I've actually got, well, I think we all acquire a wee bit of OCD in a mild form. Some take it seriously, but I noticed recently there have been a couple of actions, let's say, actions in the day that I regularly perform, and it's become a wee bit OCD on them. Nothing serious, nothing going to lock me up for, you know. But I suppose it's a good thing that I notice it, you know, that I'm recognising it as a wee bit OCD. It's nothing, it's it'd be trivial to other people, but to me, it's, things that build up over the years, I guess. thing that's really in my mind this morning is lack of, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Okay, I'll describe what happens. There's a wee poem that I'm reading. Just a wee poem. And there's one line that I couldn't remember just exactly how it went, you know, without looking at the book, obviously, because I was trying to memorise it. And so I'd get the book out and I'd read, and oh yeah, that's the line, yeah. Okay, got that, got it. Close the book. A wee while later, think about the poem in my head, right, recite the poem, come to the line, get it wrong. Back to the book, read again. Absorb, study, read that line. And then forget what the line was, you know, correctly, in other words. I could read it, I could say it, but it'd be wrong. I'd mess the words up. Or and it's things like that. It's like absorption of intake. I look at things, I'm not taking them in. I'm reading things and I'm not taking them in. It's not just that wee poem, it's so many other things in my life. It's attention. You know, when they say, you know, you look but you don't see, and you hear but you don't listen. Well, that's what's happening to me, and it's damn annoying. That's twice I've said that word. I'm going to stop that. It's really annoying. It sounds better when you say it's really annoying. But, it's just... I get so frustrated now that... why am I not taking things in? If I was honest with myself, I'd say I'm getting a wee bit worried about that. Just a wee bit worried about that. Because if it snowballs, and, you know, if it gets worse, in other words, and so many everyday things. I mean, I'll give you an example. I read the microwave meal the other day. Okay, and it was, I can remember it now because it was 4 minutes for our microwave. Stop, stir for, you know, put back in. 2.5 minutes. So I put it in the microwave and I went to the timer, and when I was at 4 minutes or 4.5 minutes, the packet was right next to me. I had to lift the packet. I tried to remember I'd lift the packet. I know that sounds trivial to people, but it's, to me it's not trivial, because if it does get worse, I'm going to be in one heck of a state. You know, who am I? Oh dear God. Or am I making heavy of something that's just natural as you get older? Suppose if we sat down with people our own age and said, you know, as a group, big group, and mentioned, okay, you tell us your little things. And the folk probably say, hey, what are you worried about? We have that. We can do that. Don't worry about it. We all do it. I think that would be comforting, to be honest. Ah, well. The bottom leaves of my tricuspid data climber that I can't remember. It's not Virginia Creeper. No, it's not. Well, it may be. Now I'm arguing with myself. Our flame red this morning. Flame red. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Hmm.